Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
See, the phone rang and it was Matt Dunn. And Matt was letting us know that Care to Think was coming out of the race simply down to an elevated temperature. We're going to talk to Matt in just a moment. Now, with Care to Think coming out, what do the slot owners of that horse now do? David Barnhill and the William Farrer Syndicate are now busily organising another horse to go in their slot. Racing New South Wales have given them an extra 15 minutes or so to determine that horse, given that this has happened. Now, they can choose any horse because we had not reached final declaration time. So as soon as the horse is chosen by the William Farrer Syndicate, we're going to talk with David Barnhill. But Matt Dunn is joining us from Mwillimbah. Matt, I'm not going to say good morning because obviously it's not. This is timing of horses and things, mate. You're never there until you're there, are you? Terrible fortune with Care to Think.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way it goes, but isn't it? You know, it's, I mean, one of those things in time. If it happened a couple of weeks ago, we probably could have got around it, but unfortunately, the spike temperature this morning just makes things too difficult.
It does, particularly where you're based as well, knowing that you had to send these horses from up there at Mwillimbah down to Sydney starting tonight.
Oh, exactly. I mean, that's the reason that we constantly monitor horses and take temperatures and do blood counts, etc., just to make sure that things like this don't happen. I mean, the worst thing would have been if you got on a truck tonight and arrived in Sydney with a pneumonia tomorrow morning and then we're in all sorts of trouble with him. You know, so it's really disappointing and heartbreaking for not only the owners, but the slot holders, they're all G'd up for a big day, and now they've got to dance around and try and find another horse to replace Care to Think. But it's one of those things, I suppose, that not much we can do about it.
I guess if you're going to take a positive, is that you've picked it up, because you'd hate to think putting the horse onto the float and then something, you know, him getting worse as he got closer to Sydney.
Oh, exactly. I mean, we all know what happens when you travel horses that have got, I mean, the likelihood is probably he picked up a bug or an upper airway infection. Obviously, standing on a truck for 10 hours, he gets probably going to end up with a pneumonia, and then we're treating a horse that's really, really sick and may never come back again. But, as I said, that's why we monitor all of our horses so closely, just to ensure that these sorts of things can't ever go without being picked up.
Is it a sign, Matt, sometimes the horse just goes slightly off their feed?
Not so much, because he's been fine right through and his trial was good, and you know, he's an extremely tough horse, so you know, horses that are maybe a slightly lesser constitution than him maybe do and sort of tell that there's something wrong. But you know, when horses' temperatures go up by 1 degree, it's usually a sign that there's an issue, and you know, some show signs more than others, and as I said, he's very tough, so you'd probably just march on, and all of a sudden you get to Sydney and you're in trouble. So you know, it's disappointing, and hopefully Snitz can stand up and do it for us.
Well, let's talk about Snitz, because fortunately for you, you've still got a runner in the race that will head off tonight with No Care to Think. But you ran him last week at Doomben. Has the whole campaign worked out for you?
It has, yeah. He's had a really good preparation into this race. His run first up was basically what I had expected. I went into that race leaving him quite a bit underdone with the proviso that he'd race better second up going in that way. If I'd wound him right up first up, then I'd have put in a bit of a flat one second half. So that's my idea, and that was the plan in going into his first up run. And that probably told the last, you know, 50 metres or so. He went to win the race and probably just ran out of condition. So you know, he's in good shape. He's galloped yesterday, and his work was really strong. He's perfect going into this race, and I suppose he probably had a slightly better preparation in than Care to Think. He's been having one run under his belt and going to a track that's probably going to be in some way rain affected. 1200 round weeks always tough, so no, he's good. He's in great shape. He's not a horse that is out of place in the race by any means. His form's great. You know, he's beaten a small margin in an open handicap at city level on Saturday, and his form right through country championships, etc., has been strong, multiple city winners. So he's a good backup, put it that way.
Yeah, he is for sure, and he's always consistent. You know, you've come to Sydney a couple of times. You ran in the country championship final, which was won by Victorum, but he fought on really bravely that day. If he can draw an alley and he can handle the soft track, well then, and which he has done in his life, then he's got to be around the finish somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. He won't be far away. As you say, he's going to take a line through Victorum. He Smith was step 4 and 5 deep the trip in that race with no cover and didn't finish that far behind. So, you know, Victorum's probably going to end up favourite now with Care to Think out of the way. And, you know, he's certainly good value at the price that he is. So if he could draw a gate.
And who's riding Snitz, Matt?
Brenton Abdullah's going to ride Snitz.
Okay, so Brenton Abdullah takes the ride. Yeah, well, you hope for good barriers. He'll come down tonight. And as I say, it's a soft 7 this morning. We haven't had any of the overnight rain that was forecast at this stage. So it's now a soft 7 at Randwick. But as you brought up there, the horse has won on the soft and placed on the heavy if it gets any worse.
Yeah, exactly. He's pretty versatile. He handles all sorts of track conditions. He can be ridden on speed, ridden off speed if they go quick. So, you know, he's a pretty complete package. Maybe not quite the quality of Care to Think, but he's got lots of things. If he can get the right run through the race, he won't be far away, that's for sure.
Understand. And Care to Think just gets treated? Is that what you do there?
Yeah, he'll just have a course of antibiotics and we'll push on, and he'll probably have a couple of weeks off now just to make sure he recovers properly. And he'll go through the summer series up here and to Magic Millions as he did last year. And pretty much it's disappointing, you know. It's a disappointing situation for everybody. But, you know, I suppose at the end of the day we've got a horse on the other side that we wouldn't have travelled tonight. That's probably the positive that we've got to try to take out of the situation. Hopefully the guys will pick my other horse, Lifesaver, that I'd like him to have, because his form's pretty good at the moment. But if they choose to go another way, well, good luck. They're a great bunch of people and they certainly deserve a good result. Certainly disappointing for them.
Yeah, understand. We're going to talk to David as soon as they make a decision. Just before I let you go, have you accepted for any in the Tab Highway on Saturday?
Yeah, we have. I've accepted with 3 horses, but they all go or not. I'll work out today. Just looking at draws, et cetera. But Daxton Rock will go there. He missed out last week on the heavy track. Tristan the Angel will run there as well. They're probably the 2. Mediterranean will go with a good wet track and stuff. But they're the 3 I'll accept. We'll just see how we draw and work out a plan through the course of the day.
Matt, we thank you for coming on. Life goes on with horses. You just get on with it and move on. And let's hope Snitz does the right thing for you come Saturday. We thank you for coming on.
Pleasure, Andrew. Thank you.